Hi, Chanel. Pleasure to meet you.
Quincy.
How are you?
Quincy.
How's it going? How are you?
Well, young man, you're just showing off here. You've got, you know, people have questioned you because of your skills, just because of who you are and where you come from. But I didn't see the other movie that came out a few weeks ago.
Brotherly Love.
I saw the previews.
Definitely.
Yeah. But in this one here, I had a chance to actually see you, and you deliver. You've got
Thank
good.
You. Thank you so
if
much.
If you stay in this game long enough, I really believe you could become a leading man, maybe even an action hero.
Thank you. That's definitely the goal. So I appreciate you recognizing that, and thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, sir.
Absolutely. I love your voice. Your voice. Your voice is like a wow.
Well, thank you.
Powerful.
Both of your performances, in my opinion, were absolutely just scene stealing.
Yeah.
Okay. I want to start with you, Mike, because. You came on screen, okay, and took your clothes off.
Right?
I got Chanel. Like, I wasn't expecting that at all. How difficult was it filming nude scenes?
It was easy.
Was it a close set?
It was close. It was very private. You know, for me, like, shooting in topless is not a big deal because I've been in the fashion industry for 9 years, and I've worked with plenty of photographers that we do topless shots, and it's just art, and I was very comfortable on set, and to play Lily, she is an edgy role to play, and I wanted to take on this role because it's like I had no makeup really. I'm just like, I look rough, you know, and I think people are so used to seeing me like put together that I just wanted to play something like, you know, just messed up, and she was perfect.
Had you, forgive me, I'm on the late for it again, but have you done something before acting, or is this?
This is the first, my first film.
I can't believe all these first timers.
Right?
Just, this cast is unbelievable.
Yeah. And you were, it's surprising for a fashion model, famous fashion model like you to like go for it so much in this scene where you're
I know. That's why it was special to me, because it's just like, people are not going to expect this from me. You know, they're gonna think that I'm gonna do a, you know, a girl next door role or something, and that's not what I'm into at all. I love looking at myself like messed up. The more messed up I look, the cooler the film for me, and the more interesting I look, and yeah.
But fashion models have a history of turning in interesting acting roles throughout the years, so you have a legacy.
I feel like right now, I feel like all models are trying to get into the film world, and. You know, but not everyone is good, you know? So.
That's honest.
Yeah, I know. But I really work hard, you know, to get this part. And I think that I've gotten great feedback, and people seem to find me very funny.
And then, Quincy, for you, you've been going back and forth with acting and music. Are you trying to do a hybrid now? Or
Yeah. It never really was a back and forth thing. It almost as if seemed like that, just, you know, dealing with the music. You know, that could be created and almost like delivered very quickly with films. You know, it got the post-production. It could take a year, 2 years sometimes, you know. So with the acting side of it, you know, it's definitely a passion of mine that I know I want to take on. But then the music as well. And it just so happened to be, you know, in the preparations of perfecting my craft musically and with the films and stuff, everything is all like happening at once. Months, you know, and so now I'm able to really like, you know, tag team them both and really, you know, share the focus and not like say, oh, I'm taking a break from music and only doing acting, because it's almost like the industry, both of the industries, the time spent in each one is differently, and it's almost like they complement each other. So I'm blessed to be in the position I am.
Go ahead, because I got.
Oh, are you planning to work with any other K-pop stars?
And
you worked with one.
Yeah, I did. You know, more and more the music develops, I'm down just to work with anybody. I'm definitely trying to become, you know, an international, you know, music, you know, artist, and not just limit myself to, you know, just traveling domestic. And, you know, I definitely want to go overseas and you know, really just master my craft over there as well, because, you know, everyone knows overseas and stuff, that whole market is, you know, a whole different ballgame over there. So I think, you know, very soon I'll be ready for it.
So this role here, how did you, I guess, lack of a better way of asking it, you know, prepare for it? And some people would say it, not a cameo role, what's the word I'm looking for, that sort of
supporting
role.
Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, the whole preparation for this, you know, I mean, I saw him and, you know, kind of read about him, gave him a little backstory and stuff like that, and just knew he was similar to me in the sense of love. He loves the music, you know, he wants to be this music guy. He has a family, you know, wealthy family, father's powerful in a sense, you know, so I was able to, like, add a couple of those things. But me personally, I'm not too much of a gangster type. I'm not threatening and intimidating like that, but I know a lot of people who are that, and I know a lot of people who try to be that. You know, so I had to, like, look at both of them and almost, like, mesh the two, because at the same time, too, I wasn't faking as the actor. Like my character, Jaleel, he just preached, and he knew he was this gangster. But then sometimes reality hits you that sets you back and lets you know what's the real deal. And that kind of happened, you know. But, you know, it wasn't all about, you know, just trying to, you know, front. You know, it wasn't a front. It was true to him. You know, and that was kind of fun to explore, because you know, with different takes and 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different takes, you could do different things. Yeah. You know, and explore. It's not about the one way to do it, because whatever the director and however they choose that, you know, that can be something, you know, better to have selections of, oh, we like this because this came across this one, and, you know, dealing with everyone else's lines and angles and stuff like that, so everything matched up, you know, pretty funny.
So did he outrun the cop, or did he get...
Dope 2 coming soon. Dope 2 coming soon. Dope 2.
How many takes did you have to do
for the throw-up scene?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, what was that?
It was
how did they do that?
It was rice pudding. So.
Okay. Yeah, like, not so bad.
Yeah, not so bad. It was nice and sweet. The texture was off, but I did about 10 or 15 takes for that.
Oh,
they had to set that shot up, like the different camera angles and stuff. So Shameik, he was a trooper.
What was it like working with Rick?
You know what? It's been a pleasure working with him. He is so cool and just... He allows us to, we see his vision first, and he allows us to get creative and, you know, have our own voice and just kind of make it happen together. And I feel like that's why the film has been so successful, because he really worked with us.
I think, you know, us being all newcomers too, it really helps to be, he almost has to, like, treat us like almost like little children of his, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because we're new, you know, in it, and I think if, you know, he was stern or whatever, it kind of gets somebody nervous, and it's like, if she's nervous, she'll make me nervous, you know, and it's like, shit, like, we all fed off each other's energy, and I think, you know, with that open line of communication between the producers, you know, Rick and Pharrell and Forrest Whitaker, I think whatever it was that they did, it was like a magical just conversation in us that just all just let us just let go and just be comfortable, and I think that's what translated so well, you know what I mean, during filming.
So the scene where you have to pee.
Right.
How am I supposed to eat my
I would assume they had extras around. I mean, it looked so real, as if, you know, people had no clue of what was going on, but all of a sudden see somebody taking a squat.
Yeah, well...
But how far... Were there regular people... around?
Yeah, it was a real street.
They had cars, and I did my own stunts when the car, because they had like a timing when I would have to run in between the cars, and usually they use doubles for that. But I'm like, yo, I want to do everything by myself. I want to go on the side of the road, and I want to pee. So Rick just let me do it. Like, I got out of my car, ran across the street, and then I pulled this, like, invisible string that you can't see. It was just water. And then I just, like...
come back.
You could not see, but it was like a thing attached to my back with the string that went right between my legs, and I pulled
it. Hey, cinema secrets, like, cinema secrets.
I know. It's all Hollywood, you know? That's what makes it so fun for me to play Lily, because I just really got to... I went into the props, like, truck, like, all the... I was like, what is this? Can I use this? Can I use that? It was, like, so much fun. Like, everything.
Do you know a Lily?
I've seen Lily, for sure. Yeah. Coachella's and, you know, music festivals. I'm sure, don't hang out with a Lily, but yeah, I've seen Lilies all over the place. Yeah.
So do you think there will be a hashtag after the movie opens for your
scene? Absolutely.
Yeah, I think people will be saying, you know, already a lot of people say, I want that Lily. Mm-hmm. Let me get that Lily. I'm like, okay.
Now for you, Quincy, you were in We the Party, mm-hmm. you know, playing a bad, kind of like a bad guy, and then this one you're chill out. Do you see yourself want to play bad guy roles or good guy roles or whatever?
It's funny you say that because, like, I didn't even realize that, but, you know, it's true. Like the couple roles that I have gotten is all, like, bad boy roles in different kind of colors.
Right, right.
Like, one's a super bad kid, like real, and one's, like, wanna be bad, you know, stuff like that. But I think that's, you know, something that's just very, very, very close to me that I can, you know, stretch a little and master that. But I definitely want to be able to stretch, you know, even further and do some dramatic things and do some, you know, acting things. And I think, you know, this is a good start for me, these couple of roles right now as that bad boy. But definitely don't want to get locked into that bad boy role, you know, because I definitely know my potential is way larger and greater than just a bad boy, you know, role. Like, if I gotta gain some weight and if I gotta lose some weight, whatever it is, I'm willing to do all that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I see you, you know, if you're blessed by the man upstairs, you could be the heir apparent to The Rock.
That's my favorite person in the world. That's my favorite person in the world, Dwayne Johnson. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I think, like you say, gain some more weight.
Right.
Just, you know, as you mature. Because he's opened up a space there,
mm-hmm.
and so, you know, with what God's given you.
That's funny you say that. That creeped me out just now. That's literally my favorite person in the world. Really? That too, in the voice and everything. Like,
very
yeah,
strong.
Wow.
So I asked the other actors.
Because you've got the voice as well.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
I asked the other actors, what makes them dope? What makes each one of you dope?
I think we just have so many things going on, you know, and I think what dope is so many things combined into one word. You know what I mean? Like all positive adjectives. It could be cool, crazy, fun, swag, you know, whatever it is. And I think dope just defines, you know, everything.
Okay, how about we do this? I say what makes you dope, you say what
believe
makes
that.
You
believe
that.
Let's get it.
That's actually better.
Let's get it.
That is
better. Okay, what makes Quincy dope is he's the coolest person just to be around. His energy is just like on just like this positive, uplifting, you can do it attitude. And
thank you.
He's just talented in his music, his craft, his acting, and, you know, he's just dope.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Chanel. I want to see Chanel now.
It's going to be interesting to see what Chanel will say about Chanel.
Well, let me tell you about Chanel. Chanel is, of course, beautiful, amazing. She likes to eat. I like to eat. You know, we went to lunch a couple of times and she's eaten more than I have. And I'm like, how do you do it? You know, she's funny, you know, and once you get to know her, you know, like beautiful women, you can just see that, but then it's like way more to it than just a beautiful woman. She's a, you know, kind heart soul. You know, during set, you know, she was allowing me to help her and stuff. You know, some people be like, no, I got my acting coach. She had her acting coach, you know, me just for whenever she needed it, but I was like, can I help you too? And like, she was just down for it and she's welcoming. She likes the simple things in life, like beach views and stuff.
How do you know that?
Right?
You're dope.
Snow all the time. I'm in the moonlight.
Okay, I'm blushing. Stop.
What are you working on next?
I still am like really involved in fashion and doing shoots all the time. I'm on my way to Africa very soon. Mm. And, you know, I'm just like traveling and just being young and working on acting and, you know, trying to book another movie.
Who's your favorite model turn actress, somebody you would like to emulate?
Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Mad Max.
Mm-hmm.
I know she modeled in Africa, so I hear, so yeah, she's awesome. Yeah. Gorgeous.
Can you expound a little bit on Sean Combs? his role, like, as executive producer, like, what did he do exactly?
Well, I mean, just being a part of the whole project, you know, Revolt, with the company we just started, you know, have a film side as well, you know, so, and just like Pharrell with I Am Other and everybody else, it's all a collaborative effort, you know, and different industries collide, you know, you have Open Road, you have I Am Other, like all these, like they play their own roles in a sense and then bring the whole world together in a sense, you know, and it's different markets that you can reach, and the way I think everybody collided and meshed together, you know, they did such a great job of bringing, you know, everything to the table that's going to make this movie just as successful. So my dad is good with that. He knows how to position himself right and you know, come in and really, he's a marketing genius, you know, so be, you know, be on the lookout for dope being everywhere.
Well, we've asked other people, so we might as well ask you about, you know, favorite rap songs from the 90s or favorite rappers or favorite music from the 90s.
Tribe Called Quest, Ice Cube,
In Vogue. Tupac, Biggie.
Yeah, Tupac, Biggie.
Aaliyah.
Who else? I mean, so many different people. Craig David. I mean, listen, go on.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in my household, like, super, super, super old school. So, like, I caught on to the 90s music, like, really, like, caught on to it, like, right after the 90s, just because I was Marvin Gaye, Barry White, Luther Vandross. Like, that was every day, you know, when I got home. I used to live in the South, in Columbus, Georgia. So that's, you know, my grandmother and her friends and stuff. That's all it was, you know. And I'm grateful for that, because I love that music still today. And, you know, that's some of the greatest music ever, you know. But we know that 90s music is kind of what shook.
That's why you're going to be the big
Thank you.
Ray's right.
Thank you.
He really is.
What's your guilty pleasures? Like, what do you like to watch television wise? You watch Game of Thrones or Housewives or?
I don't really watch that much TV, to be honest.
My grandmother, she passed away last year, but she definitely got me hooked on to, like, those crime, like, shows and stuff like that. And I hate it, but I love it.
Me too.
I be scared. Yeah. I be scared watching it, and then, like, I be scared to go downstairs, like, you know, like
Criminal Minds.
Yeah, stuff like
that.
Yes.
I love that stuff, too. We were talking about that.
Yeah,
actually.
So it's like, you know, when they have, like, the actual things that happen, then they got the shows that just kind of re-implement it all, and, you know, you got all type of stuff like that, so. Yeah. Yeah, that's the guilty pleasure.
All right.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black is like my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Online stuff.
All right, well, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. Take care, guys.
Take care.
Thank you. Good afternoon.